Last week we did this, I was wearing an Island shirt. Today, it's into the single digits. Quite cold, but we're out here anyway. I'm Andrew Mason. Thanks for joining me on Mason's Mailbag. Let's get started with the first question from Metalhead Mushin, who's often tweeting at us on our Broncos account. He wants to know about C.J. Anderson. He says, is it looking like C.J. Anderson will get his first NFL start this Sunday, and do you think he should? Well, as Adam Gase mentioned on Thursday at his press conference, it's going to be all about the hot hand for now, and he acknowledged that C.J. Anderson has the hot hand after racking up 163 yards from scrimmage and, of course, that 51-yard touchdown catch and run against the Raiders last week. And, you know, we may just see this position in flux for the foreseeable future. You know, you've got Juwan Thompson, of course. He hasn't started yet, but he's a goal line option. He had a multi-touchdown game in October, has three touchdowns on the year. Monte Ball is coming back from a groin injury. He's going to be an option, and in his hometown game, I know he wants the chance to show his friends and family what he can do. And then eventually you're going to get Ronnie Hillman back once he recovers from a foot sprain. But going forward, I think it's going to be the very essence of a running back by committee, and like Adam Gase said, riding the hot hand. Our next question, as I steadily start losing feeling in my ears without earmuffs, is from Jonathan Robinson, who used the form on DenverBroncos.com, and he asks, where is Cody Latimer, in all caps no less? Is he not progressing as well as the front office sees fit? No, he's progressing just fine. He's doing great in practice. He's making the steps that you want to make, see a young wide receiver make. The big issue, frankly, is what's in front of him. You know, we talk about Andre Caldwell. He is the number four guy, but he's got the 2 years of previous experience with Peyton Manning and then, of course, the experience this year. So he's got the timing, and he can line up at any receiver position, including in the slot, and that helps his value. And then, of course, the three guys atop the depth chart, Demaryius Thomas, Emmanuel Sanders, Wes Welker, as long as they stay healthy, they're not going anywhere. The fact that Cody Latimer is not playing, it does not reflect badly on Cody Latimer. It simply reflects the state of the receiver position right now and the fact that when you look at Andre Caldwell, the number four guy, because he has that timing with Peyton Manning, because he knows the offense well, he's a little bit ahead in the game, and that's why he's up. But I think we're going to see plenty of Cody Latimer at some point. May not be this year. It may be this year if you have injuries strike that position. And if that happens, I think he'll be ready. But thanks for the question. And thanks to all of you who asked questions. And to get in on next week's mailbag, just go to Twitter. I'm at Mace Denver. Use the hashtag AskMace or go to the forum on DenverBroncos.com. That's DenverBroncos.com/Mason's Mailbag. Until next week, take care and thanks for watching.